It's 30 minutes after 12 noon as Ed Beekman starts to knock on the closed door of Kate's room.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Mason, the street.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, come on in. Ward's down at the drugstore. You know what happened to Kate?
Yes.
We stopped by to speak to her. If you think...
Well, I don't know. I just got here. You mind waiting while I see how she's feeling?
No, no, you go right ahead.
Yes, Ma?
It's me, baby.
Oh, come in, Pa.
Hello, Kate.
Pa. Oh, I'll move the newspaper so you can sit down.
No, never mind. I'll do it.
Aren't you working, Pa?
Well, Miss Powers phoned from the warehouse. I got off.
Can Nicholas Importing Company get along without the assistant form?
Oh, they'll struggle along for a while. How are you feeling, baby?
Well, I feel just fine.
The back hurt?
No. You say Miss Powers phoned you?
Yeah.
Isn't she a wonderful person?
Well, I guess. I only talked to her for a minute. She said nice things about you, Katie.
Did she?
She says you've got more talent than any young dancer she's seen in a long time. She says...
Don't tell me.
Huh?
I don't want to hear.
Well, Kate, I...
Because it doesn't mean anything anymore. I can't dance anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Time your old man opens his mouth and puts his foot in.
Oh, it's all right, Pa. You're only trying to help.
Katie, I'm more sorry than I can say.
Don't be. There's nothing for you to be sorry about. The doctor says I can lead a normal life and...
What about dancing, kid?
He says I'm to forget about it. So I'm going to forget about it. As soon as I get used to it.
Yeah, sure, baby, sure.
It isn't easy to forget something you've always thought about, but I'm going to try as hard as I can.
Proud of you, Katie.
Don't you have to go back to the warehouse, Pa?
When your ma comes back.
She gone?
Drugstore for some medicine. Mr. Mason.
Why did she let me go?
Huh?
Well, I'm able to walk to the corner and back. I'm not an invalid, even if I'm not able to. Oh, Pa, I can't stand it if you and Ma treat me like I'm sick. I'm not sick. Just because my back hurt and I can't dance, that doesn't mean I can't do anything else.
Yeah, of course not.
I'm going to forget about dancing. I'm going to find another job. That's what I started to do a minute ago. I've got the paper, and I'm going to look at the classified ad section.
This time,
no,
baby.
I'm going to do it right away. Give me that part of the paper, Pa. The column under Help Wanted Female. See, there are always dozens and dozens of jobs listed under Help Wanted Female. But there aren't any dancing jobs listed under Help Wanted Female. There won't be anything to remind me of dancing. So I won't even have to think about it. Pa.
Oh, you poor kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to cry. And I don't want anybody to see me cry.
Baby, is there anything I can...
No.
Katie, if there's anything...
I know you would.
We love you, baby.
Oh, Pa, I love you. But there's nothing you can do to help. I've got to forget it. And nobody can help me forget it. I've got to do it by myself.
Yeah. You want to talk some more?
No. Not now.
I'll be here till Mother comes back. Call if you want me, huh?
Oh.
How is she, Ed?
Well, her back don't hurt. Only when she tries to dance. She's got to forget about dance. That hurts.
Della, suppose we postpone talking to Kate. Hmm? We can stop by later or in a day or so.
Yes, of course, Chief.
Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Mason.
Look, if there's anything I can do, another doctor or treatments or... Well, you let me know?
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Mason.
And we'll keep in touch. All right, Della, let's go. Yeah, it's tough. Here, I'll get the door. All right. The car's down this way.
Perry, don't you think there's a chance that Kate will dance again?
I don't know. You have your notebook, Della?
What? Yes, I've got it. You changing the subject, Counselor?
Yes. There's nothing we can do for Kate now. Later, we'll see. Meanwhile, worrying won't help her. Are you sure you have your notebook?
Yes. I don't know why I bothered.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, Francis Raleigh didn't talk the first time you saw him.
So I'll try it again.
Maybe he hasn't got anything to say. Did you ever think of that?
Now that you ask me, yes, I have.
Oh?
This long lawyer who took Riley's case is inexperienced. Yet he seems to be a bright young man.
And quite nice looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, the young lawyer feels that Riley is a nice kid. Now, you take me. I talk to Riley, and I think that he's a nice kid. Both of us could be wrong, but if we aren't, then a very nice kid has got himself mixed up in some very bad trouble. And that means there's a story. I mean to learn what it is.
Well, as you know, Gordy Weber and J.T., Gordy's boss, are very much concerned with what Perry Mason is going to do, because they're concerned about both Kate Beekman and Francis Riley. And at this moment, in J.T.'s office...
Time's almost up, Gordy. Mr. Perry Mason's appointment to see Francis Riley is in just 28 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but I've taken care of it, J.T. You'll see. Now just leave everything to me. I'm like a flea. I can jump around. I can move fast.
While I can...
Oh, now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't making cracks because you're fat. So I'm a shrimp and you're fat. So what? It's not a guy's size or what he looks like that counts. It's how he comes through in a squeeze.
And how are you going to come through?
Just wait, will you? Wait till that phone rings.
I'm waiting.
All your worries will be over.
I'll wait.
They will be, J.T. They will be.
How about Kate Beekman?
You'll have her, J.T., on a silver platter, if that's the way you want it. Although I don't... Yeah, that's it.
I'll find out. Yes. Speaking. Yes, put him on. Gordy's here. For you.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, Junior. Yeah, I've been waiting. You got the message through? Yeah, make sure, Junior. Yeah. Yeah, good work, Junior. Well, it's all fixed, J.T. Kid won't say a word to Mason. Well, ain't that what you want?
If that's the way it is, promises are cheap.
I tell you, it's all fixed up. Now, look, J.T., can I say something? I pulled a boner. I was wrong, and I admit it. I made a mistake. But you're wrong about one thing. It ain't one of these one-strike-and-you're-out deals.
Go on, Gordy.
I got an angle.
Yeah, so you say.
No, I mean it. I didn't understand. But I can deliver Kate Beekman. Just leave it up to me.
No.
I think you will, J.T. And I'll tell you why. Because you're on the spot, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why you lost your temper and bounced me around a little while ago. I didn't realize getting that girl was so important, but I do now. And I know how to get her, so that makes me important, too. And if I can do it, that should mean something to you. It should mean we're right back where we started. I'm still running the club.
If.
I can. But I'm not going to tell you how, unless you tell me that I'm on top of the heap again.
In other words, deal, huh?
Yeah. How about it? Is it a deal, J.T.?
The reason I put up with you, Gordy, is that I love to see you squirm around. I admire the way you do it so fast.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. All right, then we made a deal, huh?
Deal. Well, I suppose, since that would be the rational thing to do, of course I'll deal after I agree you know how to handle Kate Beekman.
Well, in addition to her heavy sorrow, and unknown to her, there's a reason why Kate Beekman is essential to J.T.'s operation. A reason which could mean mortal danger for Kate herself. By all means, hear tomorrow's important and exciting developments.